Today, January 31st, is the deadline to enroll in the state's health exchange for 2017, even as federal lawmakers tussle over ending the Affordable Care Act. Arkansas Public Media's Sarah Weitz-Kotacek has the first installment in a look at how Arkansans feel about repeal.
Renee Green stays home with her 7-year-old disabled son, Adam, who has seizures throughout the day and can't communicate or eat. She recently quit her job to care full-time for Adam and went on the Affordable Care Act. She re-enrolled again this year, but says she has mixed feelings about it.
Last year, I had some medical issues going on, and I chose not to get an MRI because it was not covered because of our high deductible.
Green says she appreciates the subsidies from the Affordable Care Act and Medicaid for her son, but she is also a Republican and believes there are too many government Big Brother programs. She thinks private market insurance will be more flexible with lower costs.
Once Obamacare is wiped away, then you can customize your policy a little bit more, and it should help the premiums come down.
She says she doesn't follow state politics and isn't familiar with Arkansas's version of the Affordable Care Act, which expanded coverage to more than 350,000 low-income residents using mostly federal funds. Green also watches her son's classmate, Eric, who has cerebral palsy. While his mother, Danetta Bass, studies for nursing school. Bass is a Democrat and says her first concern is that her family has care, whatever it may be.
It would be horrible for people to lose coverage, but I'm pretty sure they would have to replace it with something. So I'm very confident that they'll replace it if they do take it away. So that's not really a big concern for me.
There's no agreed upon replacement in Washington. Bass is planning to apply last minute for the healthcare exchange before the midnight deadline. She says she isn't sure what she'll qualify for. She's a student and a single mom with 3 kids. In the past, she's been on Medicaid, but last year she was unable to get coverage after trying to verify her income to the Department of Human Services. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson has said he supports block grants to continue many of the services currently provided by Arkansas's version of the federal healthcare program. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, Arkansas Public Media.